Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
One of the great tragedies of our generation is the inexcusable ignorance of the Bible that prevails among Americans, especially among young Americans. Most Americans do not know who delivered the Sermon on the Mount, nor do they understand the meaning of that great sermon. They cannot name the men who wrote the four Gospels. They may be familiar with John 3:16, the golden text of the Bible, but have no idea of its true significance. And who is responsible for this abysmal ignorance? Are not parents supposed to teach their children the word of the Lord? And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. The word nurture encompasses the whole training of a child. That means teaching, encouraging, warning, correcting, and punishing. And how can a people, either young or old, obey the Lord if they do not know what the Lord expects of them? God wanted the Israelites to know what He had done for them, in order for the parents to be able to explain the words and works of God. They had to investigate His dealings with the Israelites and make an effort to relay that understanding to their children. God said to the Jews through Moses, "And when your son asks you in time to come, saying, 'What mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you?'" Deuteronomy 6:20. God knew His creatures would experience difficulty in understanding and in remembering the works of God. So He arranged for parents, prophets, priests, and others to teach His word to each generation. We know by experience how easy it is to forget. So we must teach children and adults diligently, regularly, and faithfully, lest we forget the word of the Lord our God. You can discern from what God told Moses in this context that He wants us to have an intellectual comprehension of what He had done for the Israelites. Moses told the Israelites, "Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out of this place. There shall be no unleavened bread eaten." Exodus 13:8. Tragically, the Jews often forgot what God had done for the nation. They neglected to teach their children. In the 7th century before Christ, God asked the people of Israel, "O generation, see the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, 'We are lords, we will come no more unto thee'? Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." Jeremiah 2:31-32. Over and over, God criticized His people because they forgot Him. Could that situation have been avoided if the parents, priests, and prophets had been more diligent in teaching the nation about God? It may be discouraging for us to contemplate, but it does not take very long for people to forget the meaning of God's truth. The Apostle Paul and perhaps other faithful preachers had founded the churches of Galatia. Paul expressed amazement that they would so soon apostatize. "I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ." Galatians 1:6-7. We do not know all the circumstances that brought about their defection from the faith. But one wonders what kind of teaching had been done. Did the preachers and other teachers know that the law had been removed and the gospel had been given? Whatever the case, many in the church were in danger of being lost. We must continue to teach the gospel, not just to our children, but to men and women as well. There is no substitute for the faithful proclamation of the gospel of Christ. That was Paul's reason for charging Timothy. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.